Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά. Βρείτε περισσότερες ενδιαφέρουσες ιστορίες στο sbs.com.au/greek.
Ραδιοφωνία SBS, ακούτε το ελληνικό πρόγραμμα, στο μικρόφωνο ο Πάνος Αποστόλου. Πρόσφατα το πρόγραμμά μας φιλοξένησε δύο μαθήτριες από τη Βικτόρια, οι οποίες βραβεύτηκαν από τον Πρωθυπουργό της Πολιτείας για την υψηλή βαθμολογία που σημείωσαν στις εξετάσεις των νέων ελληνικών στην τελευταία τάξη του Λυκείου. Σήμερα φιλοξενούμε δύο πρώην μαθητές και νυν πρωτοετής φοιτητές, έλαβαν την ίδια διάκριση αλλά για διαφορετικά μαθήματα. Στον κατάλογο με τους 300 σχεδόν μαθητές και μαθήτριες που βραβεύτηκαν από τον Πρωθυπουργό της Βικτόριας, είχαμε εντοπίσει 10 μαθητές και μαθήτριες ελληνικής καταγωγής. Μεταξύ αυτών είναι και ο Παναγιώτης Φράγκος, ο οποίος βραβεύτηκε και για την υψηλή βαθμολογία που συγκέντρωσε σε όλα τα μαθήματα που επέλεξε στο VCE και για το μάθημα των Λατινικών. Είπε ότι επέλεξε το συγκεκριμένο μάθημα διότι στο σχολείο του έπρεπε να παρακολουθήσει μαθήματα δύο ξένων γλωσσών. Αφού λοιπόν απέρριψε τα Ιαπωνικά και τα Κινέζικα, κατέληξε στα Γαλλικά και τελικά στα Λατινικά.
It's actually a pretty funny story, to be honest, because so our school offered it in year 7 as a language, but we had to pick two languages. That was compulsory, so I didn't really know which languages to pick, but the options were Latin, French, Chinese and Japanese.
Οι γονείς του, λέει στο πρόγραμμά μας, του είχαν μεταδώσει την αγάπη τους για τους αρχαίους μύθους και ό,τι είχε να κάνει με την αρχαία Ελλάδα και τα αρχαία ελληνικά. Ξεκίνησε να παρακολουθεί το μάθημα των αρχαίων ελληνικών που προσφέρει η ελληνική κοινότητα Μελβούρνης. Αυτή ήταν και η κινητήριος δύναμη που τον ώθησε στη μελέτη και των λατινικών. Τώρα σπουδάζει στο τμήμα θετικών επιστημών με υποτροφία στο Πανεπιστήμιο της Μελβούρνης και αργότερα θα επιλέξει να πάει είτε στην ιατρική σχολή είτε στη σχολή μηχανικών μηχανολόγων. Ο Παναγιώτης Φράγκος τονίζει ότι θα συνεχίσει να μελετά τα αρχαία ελληνικά.
I'm kind of now looking into getting my modern Greek up again because, like, I mean, although I can like understand Greek pretty much fine, you know, my speaking is not amazing, but I do a little bit of.
Ακούστε τώρα την συνομιλία που είχαμε με τον φοιτητή Παναγιώτη Φράγκο στα αγγλικά.
It's actually a pretty funny story, to be honest, because so our school offered it in year 7 as a language, but we had to pick two languages. That was compulsory, so I didn't really know which languages to pick, but the options were Latin, French, Chinese and Japanese. I was very afraid of like drawing or like writing Chinese characters or just like Asian languages in general. If I knocked out Chinese and Japanese, I have to do French and Latin. So I kind of just like did it by default. Because I read a lot of mythology when I was younger, and I think the mythology side of it sort of went really well in sync with Latin. But at the same time, my parents, I don't know where it came from, but they wanted me to learn ancient Greek as well. So we did that at the community center in, I think it's in Lonsdale Street, at the same time. So I kind of just like, from there, developed a great love for the classics, and that's why I guess I decided to continue doing Latin. Up until this point now, I'm in uni now, and I'm still doing Latin. It's one of my favorite subjects, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us what are you doing Correct. Now, and what are you studying?
Currently, I'm studying a Bachelor of Science. I was fortunate enough to get into a special program called the Chancellor of Scholars Program. So basically, if you're within the top 50 or so students in the state, you can get a full scholarship to the University of Melbourne. All fees paid for, and actually you actually get paid a small amount per semester. So I'm basically just doing my Bachelor of Science first. After that, I'm planning to do a Doctor of Medicine because I have a guaranteed place in that course. So I'm strongly considering that, but I'm not completely discounting other options. You know, I might do something in engineering, for example, but at the moment, Bachelor of Science.
Can you tell me about your family's history?
My grandparents were from Pirea, and I'm pretty sure that on my mum's side, they were from the Peloponnesian region, so down south. My papu on my dad's side, I believe he was an army general. He migrated with my in, I believe, 1955, 1956 to Australia. I think they were on one of the first ever Olympic Airways flights actually coming to Australia. On my mum's side, I believe my papua, because he was born into a family with many children, he didn't really get the opportunity to have like a really solid educational foundation. So he came to Australia with my mum's side at around the same time, I would say.
How was that feeling to go and get this award? How did you feel?
I mean, it was pretty wonderful because like I always put a special effort into Latin specifically, and I was always spending a lot of time outside of school working on that. So then to get the recognition from the state, from the Premier for my efforts was really, I was really chuffed to get the award. So yeah, it was really wonderful. Mm-hmm. But obviously, yeah, I knew that I was going to get it from earlier on. But I'm still obviously, still very happy and impressed with myself that I was able to do so well.
What have you done with the Greek language? Did you do Greek language during your school years or
in terms of modern Greek? Yes, I went to Greek school when I was younger, probably most of primary school and then through a bit of high school. But then I kind of made the switch from modern Greek to ancient Greek because I was more interested in the classics and that sort of thing. And also, like, as a VCE choice, I thought that ancient Greek was more favorable as a choice over modern Greek just because, well, first of all, I found it more interesting, but second of all, because it's got a really good markup, so it was quite advantageous to do. But I'm kind of now looking into getting my modern Greek up again because, like, I mean, although I can like understand Greek pretty much fine, you know, my speaking is not amazing, but I do a little bit of Greek school, probably like 5 or 6 years when I was younger.
Ήταν ο Παναγιώτης Φράγκος, ομογενής φοιτητής πλέον που αρίστευσε στο μάθημα των Λατινικών στην τελευταία τάξη του Λυκείου το 2021. Ο άλλος μαθητής με τον οποίο επικοινωνήσαμε ονομάζεται Χριστόφορος Ροζακέας, ο οποίος αρίστευσε στις εξετάσεις VCE σε 2 μαθήματα, στη μουσική και τη φιλοσοφία. Ο πατέρας του είναι ελληνικής καταγωγής και δεύτερης γενιάς μετανάστης, ενώ η μητέρα του γεννήθηκε στην Σανγκάη της Κίνας και μετανάστευσε στην Αυστραλία. Ο Χριστόφορος είπε ότι το ενδιαφέρον του για τη φιλοσοφία ξεκίνησε εξαιτίας του πατέρα του και την ενασχόλησή του με τους αρχαίους Έλληνες φιλόσοφους.
It was a combination of my dad, who's Greek, who really got me into, you know, sort of deep thinking practices and, you know, introduced me into a lot of Greek classics like Plato and Aristotle really, really early on. I didn't particularly understand what it was all about. But I was interested in it.
Ο Χριστόφορος λέει ότι πέρα από τη φιλοσοφία και η μουσική αποτελούσε πάντα σημαντικό κομμάτι στη ζωή του. Παίζει το τρομπόνι, έχει κερδίσει υποτροφία από το Πανεπιστήμιο Μόνας και μάλιστα εμφανίζεται σε μουσικές εκδηλώσεις και συναυλίες jazz μουσικής. Αυτό είναι εξάλλου και το αντικείμενο των σπουδών του.
Music has always been a big part of my life. I play the trombone, that's my primary instrument, and I did classical trombone performance for my VCE final, I guess, adjudication.
Ο νεαρός φοιτητής πλέον στο Μόνας λέει ότι ναι, για το μάθημα της φιλοσοφίας υπήρχε πολλή θεωρία. Για το μάθημα της μουσικής έπρεπε να παίζει ατέλειωτες ώρες κάθε μέρα, ώστε να φτάσει στο επίπεδο που επιθυμούσε. Και οι συνεχόμενοι εγκλεισμοί στη Μελβούρνη εξαιτίας της πανδημίας δεν επέτρεψαν στον Χριστόφορο Ροζακέα να βλέπει τους καθηγητές του, ούτε τους φίλους του και συμμαθητές του, και έτσι είχε πολύ χρόνο, όπως είπε στο πρόγραμμά μας, να ασχοληθεί και με τα 2 αυτά μαθήματα.
Philosophy took a lot of reading and a lot of in-depth thought and understanding to, you know, particularly understand the content that I was being given in year 12 or otherwise. And music is the same thing. To excel, you have to put a lot of work in, hours and hours every day. And I find myself doing more and more of that with each passing day, trying to increase how much time I put into mastering my instrument and mastering my craft.
Ακολουθεί η συνέντευξη που κάναμε με τον Χριστόφορο Ροζακέα στα αγγλικά.
I was the recipient of the Premier's Award for this round of High Achievers in VCE for 2021. That was for 2 subjects, VCE Philosophy and VCE Music Performance.
Philosophy. What made you wanted to study philosophy?
It was a combination of my dad, who's Greek, who really got me into, you know, sort of deep thinking practices and, you know, introduced me into a lot of Greek classics like Plato and Aristotle really, really early on. I didn't particularly understand what it was all about, but I was interested in it. And I guess having been introduced to the subject in year 10, I just picked it up from there and I read a lot of stuff and it interested me. So I continued with it into year 12.
And of course music, correct?
Music has always been a big part of my life. I play the trombone, that's my primary instrument, and I did classical trombone performance for my VCE final, I guess, adjudication.
You received a scholarship for music, or you are a member of a music group that plays jazz?
While I did classical in VC, my speciality or my specialization in university is jazz performance. And that's the sort of music that I find myself playing predominantly nowadays. I was recipient of the George Whitelaw Jazz Brass Scholarship offered by Monash University, which is just a first-year scholarship for entry-level brass students in the jazz performance course. In terms of performing in groups, I do a little bit of performance here and there, but it's more like, you know, gigging work and just playing shows and evening music around Melbourne. That's how it is at this point.
Is it something that you can tell us that can connect philosophy and music? How was the whole experience for you, having these two subjects and achieving so high marks on these two?
I think music and philosophy are very, very interconnected. They're two subjects that share more things alike than what people realize. While I don't treat them the same way, I definitely approach anything that I try to excel at in the very same way, with a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, really. philosophy took a lot of reading and a lot of in-depth thought and understanding to, you know, particularly understand the content that I was being given in year 12 or otherwise. And music is the same thing. To excel, you have to put a lot of work in, hours and hours every day. And I find myself doing more and more of that with each passing day, trying to increase how much time I put into mastering my instrument and mastering my craft. So I'd say those two are very related in that respect. Overall, the experience for me in VCE was, I think, because of the fact that I didn't get to see a lot of my teachers and my classmates face-to-face very regularly, it was very important that I had passions that I devoted my time to when I was alone at home to be able to, you know, keep myself afloat, so to speak. So I think definitely music and philosophy offered me that respite.
You said your father is Greek. Can you tell us a few things about your background?
My dad was born here in Australia. His father and my grandfather moved from Greece.
On your mother's side?
My mother is Chinese, actually. She's from Shanghai and moved there from Shanghai.
Ακούσαμε συνέντευξη στα αγγλικά με τον Χριστόφορο Ροζακέα, έναν μαθητή, ο οποίος έλαβε διάκριση από τον Πρωθυπουργό της Βικτόριας για την υψηλή βαθμολογία που συγκέντρωσε πέρυσι στην τελευταία τάξη του Λυκείου στα μαθήματα της φιλοσοφίας και της μουσικής.
Θέλετε να ακούσετε περισσότερες ιστορίες σαν και αυτήν? Ακούστε στο Apple Podcast, στο Google Podcast, στο Spotify ή οπουδήποτε ακούτε podcast.